Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
And what a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though. So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some It's Week 4 of Jung Jung Kook, Bias Wrecking Me, SOS Send Water, I'm Fucking Dying of Thirst.
Or the BTS concert is in 3 weeks, and I really don't think I'll make it out alive.
We're not going to.
No, the more I think about it, it's awful. It's not good.
Then you're in the right place. But seriously, I was just talking about the concert last night. We were with friends because we were celebrating Jordan's birthday. And they were like, yeah, you have that concert coming up, right? And I was like, yes. And they're like, are you, like, prepared? And I'm like,
yeah.
No, not at all. Like,
no, that is so funny. That's so funny because I was hanging out with friends last night, too. And I was talking about BTS. And they're like, how are you going to live? Like, that concert is going to be so bad. Like, you fangirl so hard just in person. So I can't imagine what you're going to be like at the concert. I'm like, I know. It's going to be bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how we're going to handle it, how we're going to deal. Like, we have idolized them so much.
I know, yeah.
That, like,
it almost feels like they're not real.
No, I feel like the second that they walk out onto stage, they say the first thing or, like, the first note hits. Like,
no.
We're just going to start crying.
Or, like, how we'll just be, like, we'll be standing there waiting for them to come out on stage. And then, like, there's probably going to be some real dramatic music and the lights are going to turn on and it's just going to be, like, really intense, and everyone's going to just be screaming. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Oh, my God. To be in a space with, like, that many armies also, like,
yeah, waiting. I feel like waiting in line is going to be really fun. I'm a little scared because I don't know what to expect because I hear that people get really crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it'll be fun talking to people and just, I don't know, talking about BTS.
Yeah. I think it'll just, like, I think it'll be so cool to, like, hear the fan chants live, like, and to be part of it. Like,
we really gotta learn those.
We kind of know some of them just from like watching the YouTube videos, but like we don't know them for every single song.
Yeah.
Because we haven't needed to.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so some other news is that BTS, the tickets for Citi Field for their last concert in North America came out. They sold out, confirmed, in under 20 minutes.
Dear Lord, that is amazing. That's so fast.
40,000 seats.
Well, here's the thing is, like, it's 40,000 seats, but I feel like they might put some people on the lawn or just, you know, like, potentially, I don't know. Yeah.
So I heard that after they sold out, they even added some sections, which I'm assuming means, like, they added sections on the lawn,
mm-hmm.
and which is crazy. So, and I think, like, they still obviously sold out.
I cannot wait to see pictures of this concert and compare them to the pictures from Shea Stadium when the Beatles performed.
Oh, my God.
I think that's going to be a really neat comparison.
Yeah. I saw a side-by-side of, like, the first, like, essentially auditorium that BTS performed in. And it was, like, it was a picture of, like, from the stage. And it was literally, I counted 6 rows of seats. And each row had, like, 20 seats in it.
What?
And it was so small.
So small,
and
yeah.
It was put that picture next to a picture of, like, Shea Stadium. And it was, like, look. You know, it's just crazy.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is huge for them.
Yeah. Like, to sell out a venue that big in America is a huge deal.
Yeah. In less than 20 minutes. Yeah, it's a big deal.
In less than 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay, so another thing that's big in news for this week is Answer is being released. And
yes.
Whenever this episode comes out, I don't know if it's already been released or if teasers have been released. I don't know. We're actually recording on Sunday, which is like the day before normal. So we're like, nothing's really happened except for, like, Answer, their track list was released, which we'll maybe hit on later.
But next week, we're going to talk about it. So anything that we missed this week, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So in other news, we never addressed this. We said we were going to have a new intro.
Uh-huh.
And we did. we attempted to record us singing this, like, the jingle. And yeah. Guys, oh my God, it was so bad. Like, Kayla and I aren't the worst singers, but when we recorded ourselves, we sounded like 5-year-olds. We sounded
like literal second graders. Like, both of us were off pitch. Like, neither of us were on the right note. And
it was so bad.
We posted the video of it, like, on Instagram and Twitter, but we forgot to, like, actually say it. So Brittany is actually going to re-record it and with her beautiful, lovely voice.
Thank God.
So it'll be the same, but, like, just...
Yeah. So it'll either be at the beginning of this episode or a future episode. We don't know when it's going to be done, so...
Yeah. So today... We are talking about our favorite song on each BTS album. And we, like, tweeted out this week, what should we talk about? We need something not research heavy. And I don't know who responded with this idea.
I know. We should have wrote their name down. Yeah.
I know.
I was just thinking that.
It's, like, too far back now. I cannot find it. Mm-hmm. But thank you to whoever you are. It was a great idea. We were like, how have we not done this before? Like,
yeah, this was so fun. You should just talk about your favorite song on each album. And we're like, oh my gosh, that is so fun. It is not research heavy at all. It's just, this research has been so enjoyable, but it's also been really difficult. Because every song, like every album is amazing and all the songs on it are amazing. So going through it, I was like, oh, I have to pick one song. So we ended up deciding that we're going to pick one song and then kind of like a runner-up because it was just too difficult.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of go through the albums and each say, and also neither of us know what we picked. For the first time since, I don't know, maybe episode 3 or 4, we don't have a shared Google Doc. We have separate notes. She doesn't know what I picked. I don't know what she picked. So this is going to be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for us because you're going to, you know, we're going to be surprised about each other's favorites.
Yeah.
I also just want to say that there are so many elements that go into each song. So it was really hard to choose solely based on the song itself. That's how I did it. I don't know about you. Like, I didn't take into account the music videos or the choreography or my bias, as hard as that was. But, you know, I just picked it purely on the songs that I like to listen to the most.
Yeah. So I kind of did the same thing. I picked, so I kind of had like three, like, credentials, I don't know, in mind. So singability, like if I could sing along to it or like whatever, like I love to be interactive with my music, and lyrics, because I love lyrics, and then how I feel when I listen to it is like a huge contributing factor. Like,
yeah,
what it, you know, like what it does for me in the moment of listening to it.
Yeah, just how it makes you feel. For me, it was more like the vocals and the rapping, the style of the song, the instrumental, and really just how it makes me feel, too, basically.
Yeah.
So we are going to list all of the albums and all of the tracks on that album. So you guys can play along with us. Go ahead and DM us, Gmail us, whatever. Tell us what your favorite song is on each album. We love to hear from you guys.
Yes. Okay. So their first album, Too Cool for School. So here's the track list. We have intro, Too Cool for School. The second song is We Are Bulletproof Part 2. The third is Skit, Circle Room Talk. Next comes No More Dream, then Interlude, then Like. And the last song is Outro, Circle Room Cipher.
All right. So, Kayla, so, what's your favorite song on this album?
So this, I mean, this was hard. But I feel like I'll say this for every album. Like, oh, it was hard. So.
It was so hard.
Anyways, but I had to just go with my gut. So my favorite song on this album is We Are Bulletproof Part 2.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
But well, the runner-up, the runner-up is Circle Room Cipher.
Oh my God, yes.
I just love it so much because you get they to like all, really see their personalities. It's just, it's so cute.
It's so cute because they all rap in it. And it's really, really cute and really, really funny, honestly. Yeah. Like Jin's rap is hilarious.
Yeah.
He just raps like his name.
Yeah. It's like a really like genuine, like cute way for them to end their first album.
Yeah.
But so I want to talk about why We Are Bulletproof Part 2 is my favorite on this album. So basically, like the beat in the background music is so good. Jungkook rapping, like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We love Jungkook rapping. It has a great chorus. It's like really catchy and like you find yourself singing along to it. And like, to be honest, I just really vibe to it. Like when I was listening to it in my car and I was getting fucking pumped. I was like, fuck yes, BTS. Like,
yeah.
Especially because like all of the rappers kill it, especially RM and Yoongi, and like their lyrics are amazing. Plus, it was like their debut song. So
this is their first album, and they technically debuted with No More Dream, but We Are Bulletproof Part 2 was close after. It's just like a lot of the other songs or like the other albums that have another hit track, basically.
Yeah.
And so that was We Are Bulletproof, and it is such a good song. It's so fun to sing along to. It's super hip hop and upbeat and yeah.
Yeah. So what is your favorite song on this album?
I think this might be kind of a surprise to you, but when I listened to the album, I was like, okay, yeah. My favorite song is Like on the album.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Kayla, this song. I'm surprised it wasn't your like runner up.
It was so close.
Yeah. So this song to me is just so smooth, and it just makes me swoon. Like, I can't help but to get giddy and just kind of smile ear to ear when I hear it. Like, I turn into this, like, helpless little girl when I listen to it. And, like, they literally sing, like, the line, Pretty Woman. And I just blush the whole time. And I just imagine BTS singing and rapping this to me. And I just get, you know, I just get like butterflies in my stomach, and I just can't help but to fall in love with all seven of them. The song, really, though, it's probably one of my all-time favorites. It's just so, it's boy bandy kind of, but yes, it's very romantic and it's just meant to swoon you. I mean, it's hard not to get giddy. Also, the choreography is really good, but that's another thing.
Yeah.
So my runner up is No More Dream. Mm. I can't help but to love it. It's a classic. It's just so it's badass.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next album is Oh, Are You Late Too? And on this album is Intro, Are You Late Too? No, We On. Skit, Are You Happy Now? And then If I Rule the World, Coffee, BTS Cypher Part 1, Attack on Bangtan, Paldo Gonsan, I don't know how to pronounce that all that well, and then outro, is it Love in School? I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite for this album is If I Ruled the World, because of many reasons. First off, Taeyong's low-ass, growly voice. Oh, my God. Him singing the If I Rule the World, I Do It All part just makes me melt. The whole, that whole line that he sings over and over throughout. But also he's like super baby, so it's just cute to me too, just to hear him sing that line. And then something I really love about this song is Jin ends up shouting like, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, hey, ho. Like, it's so cute. It's like a call and response. But the song is just kind of old school and fun. It's just a really good mix between rapping and singing. And I also really love that they used this song for the intro for Burn the Stage, which I found surprising, like, out of all their songs, you know?
Yeah.
But they chose If I Rule the World. But yeah, this is for sure my favorite song on this album.
That's and a then, great choice.
Yeah. Then my runner-up was really difficult, but I went with No just because it's a classic, and I can't help but to love it.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if this will surprise you. My favorite song on this album is Coffee.
That doesn't surprise me. I when I listened to it, I was like, I feel like Kayla would choose this one.
I went back and forth on a few of them, but I ended up on Coffee just because it's like, it's very sweet and the vocals are so beautiful and the rapping is really chill and kind of like low key, which, you know, if like you think about like a 13, 43, 40 or like Just One Day, it's kind of like that kind of rapping. And like, I love, it has like repeated themes in the lyrics, like caramel macchiato and then like a bitter Americano or a bitter espresso. And like, and each verse, like the vocalist and the rappers repeat this. And I just love when songs do that because they like tie it in cleverly and give like these things like meaning. And and it's just like a ballad, and I fucking love ballads.
Yeah, and it's a sing-songy kind of song too, which is what you tend to prefer.
Yeah, it has like a great jazzy soft rock instrumental, and I just like, I can't help, just like you said with Like, I just can't help but feel like BTS is like singing this song to me, and it's
like they're serenading you. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
So my runner-up is also No.
How could you not?
How could you not? Like, I didn't choose it because I was like, it's kind of like the hit track. And, you know, like, I've listened to it a lot, so it wouldn't be, like, my favorite right now. But I love it. You know, like, you can't, like, pass up No. So
it's so
favorite.
Dramatic. Yeah. I find this song to be very dramatic, but I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so next is School Love Affair. A great fucking album.
My favorite album.
The intro on this album is called School Love Affair. And then the hit track is Boy in Love. After Boy in Love comes Skit, Soulmate. Then Where You From. Then Just One Day, followed by Tomorrow. And then we get our BTS Cypher Part 2 triptych, followed up by Spinebreaker, then Jump, and then the outro is called Propose. So, my favorite song on this album is Tomorrow.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one. That's such a good one. I'm glad you're talking about this one.
I love this song so much. First of all, it starts with Yoongi, so hello, it can't get any better.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are so clever also, and I love, like, clever lyrics. I'm a sucker for that. And mm-hmm. I love Taeyang's, like, synthesized voice during the chorus. Like, it's just amazing. And the background music is really catchy, and the beat is good, and, like, all of my favorite songs, the rap line fucking kills it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, like, the lyrics talk about struggling being young and trying to establish yourself while also never giving up and continuing to follow your dream, even though it's hard. Just keep walking towards tomorrow. And just, like, I was like, wow, that's really cool. But also, it's, like, a fucking banger, like, when you listen to it.
It is a banger. Okay, I put notes on this, even though it isn't one of my two, but I was like, I love it so much. For me, I think what really sells me on this song is the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
The chorus is a bop. Like, yes, you feel it when you're, like, listening to it. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to body roll.
Yes, and you want to so bad.
Yeah, I think it's because the choreography to the song, again, is amazing. Yes. I literally watch this all the time.
You said that you didn't let choreography, like, influence you, but on my last note on this is literally, and the fucking choreography. Like, I cannot, you can't help but think about it when you listen to the song, and it makes it better. Like,
oh, they, like, grab their crotches.
They like, throw their forearm over their eyes and body roll, and, like, damn. It's just the best, so...
It's some of the best.
Okay, so also, my runner-up for School Love Affair is Cypher Part 2.
Oh, that's surprising.
It was really close to being Spinebreaker, because I love Spinebreaker.
I thought Spinebreaker was gonna be on your two.
I really vibe with Spinebreaker. I don't know, maybe I want to change it now, but I put
Cypher part two for a reason. My favorite.
Like, yeah. I put it for a reason. I love it so much. And Jordan was mad that Just One Day wasn't in my top two.
That's a good one. Like, it's so hard. This album to
is
me
really
is
good.
Obviously, like, it's my favorite album. Every single song is phenomenal. Okay, so my favorite song on this album is Boy in Love.
Of
I just
course.
Can't help it.
I'm, like, not surprised at all.
I'm a total sucker for this song. I really am. Like, I wouldn't say it's their best song, but I really am such a sucker for it. So it's like Bad Boy BTS. We love Bad Boy BTS, and it's so angsty. And the instrumental, like, it's kind of bad boy, but it's also not super bad boy. Because, like, they come off, they're just so angsty and almost kind of immature in it that, I don't know. I just love it. But it has kind of this hip-hop feel mixed with this alternative rock.
Yeah, it does.
Which gives it that kind of edgy feel. And I love how intense the singing is, but like, once the bridge comes, it gets so soft and sweet, and they're just, like, serenading us, and I just think the song is genius, even though I don't think it's their best, but I just can't help but to choose it as my favorite.
Yeah, you just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My runner-up, which literally was so hard to choose, but I'm so glad you talked about Tomorrow, because I ended up going with Spinebreaker.
Yes.
Yeah. I just love the rappers in this song. Like, RM's rap is just, he actually uses, like, voice inflection, which he doesn't normally
do.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah. And also, Taeyang is so fucking growly.
I think for me, how Cypher Part 2 beat out over Spinebreaker was, like, probably the lyrics. I probably, like, liked the lyrics in Cypher Part 2 more or something, because I remember looking at RM's verse and reading his lyrics, and his verse is so fucking long in Cypher Part 2, and he is going, like, so fast, and he's changing up his flow, and it's really amazing, but...
Yeah. No, I love Cypher Part 2. I think that's my favorite Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I just love Spinebreaker. I think it might be because Taeyang is so growly in it, and it's just fun. and they sing like la 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 la. Like it's so like it's a BTS trademark.
Yes.
Okay. So moving on. Next is Dark and Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Which, first off, this album is massive. Like, they must have been so proud when they put this album out because it really is just so heavy, all of the songs. And they're all really good, too. So the track list starts with the intro, which is What Am I to You?
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Danger, then War of Hormone. Hip Hop File, Let Me Know, Rain. BTS Cypher Part 3, Killer. And then interlude, What Are You Doing Now? Followed by, Could You Turn Your Turn Off Your Cell Phone? Embarrassed, 24/7 Heaven, 24/7 Equals Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Look Here, Second Grade, and then outro. Do you think it makes sense? So, for me, my favorite song is Let Me Know.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I really do love watching this one live. When they perform it live, their vocals are just so powerful. And it really gives off HYYH vibes. Because we're not there yet, but we're about to get there. So for me, this song really is a transition from that bad boy BTS into that more mature sounding BTS.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoongi, I'm pretty sure, is the one who wrote this. And I really love the piano in it. I can really just hear the piano when I listen to it. And especially when RM raps his verse. Like, the piano is, it's pretty much just piano playing when he's rapping his verse. And just the, girl, let me know. Just, like, the vocals are so passionate.
Yeah.
You can hear the desperation in their voice. Like, they just want to know. And also, at the very end of the song, Jimin hits this killer high note. And it's just one of his best high notes that he's done, in my opinion.
Mm.
So my runner-up is Danger. Again, I just can't help it. Like, Jimin really in this song is phenomenal. Jimin during this album slash era is phenomenal.
Yes.
And that's just, like, that's the BTS member that really sticks out to me on this album. Him and Yoongi both, but really, it's a good album. It is.
It is a good album.
So what about you?
Okay, so I think this is, okay, so I'm just going to say it. I chose my favorite song on this album to be Cypher Part 3 Killer.
Really? Look at you with your ciphers.
I know. Okay, so this is my favorite cypher. Come on, it's a fucking bop. The rap line kills it, and Supreme Boy's chorus is so just lit. Like, it's so perfect. It ties each one of the rappers' like verses together so well, and really conveys the message of the song. And as we said in the rap line episode, I feel like this is the cypher where each one of our rappers, like, had fully developed their own style and were really comfortable in their style, but were also really good at working together and feeding off of each other's styles so that it made, like, a really cohesive song. And, like, the beat and slash, like, the background music is really unique. And
the producing of the song is very unique. I think the producing of this song was a huge jump in the cyphers.
Mm-hmm.
From Cypher 2 to Cypher 3, huge jump. And really, Cypher 3, I think, is when the cyphers really got good. I mean, there's only Cypher 3 and Cypher 4. But still, like, it's when the producing of the song became a little bit more skilled. Like, I mean, obviously, they were skilled before, but you can just see them improving as they go. Which is what's great about going through this, like, album by album. The improvement you see with all of the members and the songwriting and the producing is just, like, mind-blowing. They've come so far. But, yeah, like, for me, going from School Love Affair to Dark and Wild, Dark and Wild has a more mature sound to it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Sorry. I interrupted you.
No, like, you're fine. Yeah, no, I just really like Cypher Part 3 for those reasons. Like, their production is so good. Like, I'm just thinking about Yoongi's verse. He just really is so chill. But then the chorus comes in and it hypes you up. And, like, that, the song brings you through this whole cycle. It's just really good. So anyways, my runner up for Dark and Wild is also Danger, because I mean, I couldn't pick it as my favorite, like, because I just knew it wasn't true. But Jimin in this song is, like, he stands out. It is just classic. And you cannot help but love this song.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're into the HYYH eras. So, like, this encompasses three albums: The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part One, The
Put
Most
Your Beautiful Seatbelts On, Moment. Folks.
Bethany, go big or go home.
Now, look at me being cliche.
The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part Two, and then also The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Young Forever. These songs, or these albums, some of them have the same song. So, like, I just want to point out that if I don't say a song that you think I was going to say, I might say it later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think the Young Forever album is really what compiles a lot of these songs mm-hmm. together. So I did the same thing. I was kind of sneaky about it. I'm like, ooh, I really want to choose that one, but yep. this one is only on this album, but it's not on that one. So, yep. yeah.
Okay. So the track list for Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part One, the intro is called The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, followed by I Need You, then Hold Me Tight, Skit Expectation, Dope, Boys with Fun, Converse High, Moving On, and then the outro is Love Is Not Over.
Oh.
it's really good.
Like, it's such a good album, my goodness.
So my choice for my favorite song on this album is I Need You.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes.
Because lyrically, it's very deep, which is hard to do for a song like this, because this is, like, one of their more poppy songs, but it still has, like, great lyrics. At the same time, like, the vocal line really shines in this, and, like, the production is really cool, and, like, the layers of, like, pretty singing over, like, the background music is just cool. And, like, the way that the music builds up before the beat drops, like, when they say, I need you, like, that build of music is just legendary.
The producing is done really well, yeah. for sure. I also think that this song displays a lot of the HYYH vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it pretty much carries this vibe throughout the HYYH series, and I think I Need You really sets that up.
Yeah. So anyways, this is, like, another one of their ballads, and so that just goes straight to my heart. But my runner-up is the intro, The Most Beautiful Moment in Life by Yoongi, because it's so fucking good.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so my favorite song for The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part One, I think is quite obvious. It's Hold Me Tight.
Mm-hmm. I almost picked that one.
Did you really? For
yeah,
number one?
Yeah, I did. I did almost pick it for number one, but I knew you were going to pick it too, so I knew that it was going to get, like, its spotlight that it deserves, because it is so good.
I've written so many notes on this one.
Okay, go big or go home, Bethany. Let me hear them.
Please stop. You're making me cringe. Okay. So, for Hold Me Tight, if I had to pick an ultimate favorite BTS song, it would be Hold Me Tight.
Yeah.
Which, first off, this song was written by Taeyang, and he helped produce it. And it was, like, his first song, really, that he really worked on with Yoongi and all of them. Mm-hmm. So he was also inspired by the Beatles' Hold Me Tight. So, like, you know, that gets me.
Yeah, how could you not love that?
Yeah. Okay, but all of that aside, the song itself, to me, is one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard. And I kind of, how I feel towards this song, I think is very similar to how people feel towards Butterfly. Because Kayla, like, you know, and guys, don't come for me, Butterfly is really not my favorite. I don't know if it's because Spotify decides to turn it on every time I put BTS on shuffle, but Butterfly just, like, isn't really high up there for me.
It's okay.
But I know it's, like, a huge song to people, so.
It's okay.
But that's Hold Me Tight for me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just one of those songs where they're, like, all standing in a line, in a straight line when they perform it,
mm-hmm.
and they take turns singing their lines. And that, I feel like, really just shows what the song is about. Like, it's just so powerful. And they just stand there and they all close their eyes and they're just so passionate when they sing it and rap it. Like, oh my God. So at the very beginning of the song, Jungkook really sets the mood because he has all these really breathy runs and it's just so pretty. Mm-hmm. It's so, so pretty. And really the vocals throughout are just so pleasant sounding, but they're also really passionate. And also really this song, the rappers are the ones who get me, which I'm usually tend to be a little bit more like vocal line kind of person, mm-hmm. but I love the rap line too. But for this song, for it being one of my, I mean, my favorite song, the rappers are the ones that really sell me on it. Like, mm-hmm. oh my God. RM is the first one to rap. And when he starts, he's rapping softly because he came right after Jungkook, who has like these super pretty lines and just kind of these runs that he's doing. And so RM starts off real soft, but then he does what RM does and he just becomes so powerful and so forceful and his rap is so desperate. And J-Hope's verse also makes me feel like I'm literally getting stabbed in the chest every time I hear it. Yoongi's verse is so cool because it's like distorted and muffled.
Yeah.
But it's probably, I love when Yoongi raps low. He's generally in a lower register most of the time, but this one he gets real low.
Yeah.
And it just sounds so sick. And also, Yoongi sings in this song and it's beautiful. And it's just like, oh, the chorus is amazing. It gives me chills every time I hear it. Also, this is one where, like, out of all the songs, this one makes me feel the most, really. Mm-hmm. Because I feel that the lyrics are just, and the vibe of the song is just so sentimental.
Yeah.
And every time I listen to it, I just, like, can hear, I can just hear the, can you trust me? Can you trust me? Like, ugh.
I just hear, like, the hold me tight, hug me, like,
yeah, those lyrics.
It just, it gets me.
Yeah,
that's
just
a great choice. This, I mean, that's not surprising. Okay, so what's your runner-up?
Yeah, my runner-up is I Need You.
Of course.
Yes, it's just an amazing song. Really displays the vibes for HYYH. Instrumental, producing, all really well done. Super catchy.
Yeah.
Also the dance. I can't help but to think about the choreography.
When J-Hope is controlling like the center circle and everybody's around him and they're all like moving in the way that he's moving, it's so fucking iconic. It's so good.
Yeah. But this album is really good. Like, it's got Dope and Boys Were mm-hmm. Fun and Love Is Not Over. I mean, all of it just Converse High. God.
So let's talk about Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2.
So, Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2, the intro is titled Nevermind, and then Run, and then Butterfly, and then I think it's called Waylon 52, My City, Silver Spoon, Skit, One Night in a Strange City, Autumn Leaves, it also goes by Dead Leaves, if you want to call it that, and then outro, House of Cards. So, my overall thoughts of this album, though, I find it really sexual. Like, the sound, the sound of the album is super sexy. They're not, the lyrics and meaning really aren't sexy, but, like, the sound of the album is. Mm-hmm. So, my favorite song on the album was Silver Spoon. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, Bepse, it's just the ultimate hype song. It's the ultimate hype song. I consistently work out to this song. Or I'll, like, pregame to this shit. And it's just so catchy. It's badass. It's fun. The meaning of it is super relatable. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite serious. But I love that kind of, like, how they're mocking the
society.
You know, the society. Yeah, it's just, it's a really cool song.
It is.
When I listen to it, I just feel super cool and on top of the world, really. The runner-up for me was really, really hard. Damn, even as I'm looking at it, I'm like, no, why'd I choose this one? But okay.
But you chose it for a reason. I've done that, like, twice during this episode.
Yeah. Okay. I chose Autumn Leaves or Dead Leaves.
Yes.
Which, Skylar really got me into this song. Really, the producing of it is so good. The instrumental, the build of it. is amazing. Again, it sounds like really strangely sexy to me when I listen to it.
Yeah.
Like Jungkook's voice, dear Lord, it's, oh, it's too much. But I just think that Yoongi produced the song really well. And I think RM probably helped out too, for sure. Like, and a bunch of other people. But I think Yoongi had a fair amount of sway in this song. But yeah, it's just really pretty. I love it.
So my favorite song on this album is Autumn Leaves.
Yep.
I mean, it's... so you just kind of talked about it, but like...
Sorry, I probably shouldn't have talked about it that much.
It's just like, it's major classic boy band vibes. And I've had that feeling since the first time I listened to it. Like, this song has been one of my favorites since the first time I heard it. Like... I can't help but to sing along the whole time, and like especially the chorus and the beginning of the song. Like the music is already so built up, but then they start singing and it's just like chill, but then it gets the chorus and the music is like really built up again. It's just beautiful. And the lyrics are so beautiful. It's like not wanting love to wither away like autumn leaves. Like, I could listen to this.
Wow, you looked really into the lyrics. I wish I would have looked more into the lyrics.
I could listen to this song on repeat forever. Like, for sure, one of my top all-time favorite BTS songs. And, yeah, like you said, Yoongi produced and wrote and arranged this. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Which, guys, if you do anything after listening to this podcast, go and listen to, like, an empty arena or a live version of Autumn Leaves and Hold Me Tight, because, dear Lord, that is the best. Chills.
Yeah. So, my runner-up for this album is outro House of Cards.
Thank you. I'm like, please have Kayla pick House of Cards.
And so I almost picked it on the next one, on Young Forever, because it also is on Young Forever, and it's the full version, like full-length edition. So it's longer on Young Forever, but I went with a different option. So I had to choose it on this one because I fucking love this song so much. Like, every time I hear it, it is so sexy, and it's not even necessarily like you said, like a lyrically sexy song, but it is just so, it's a bedroom song, like
it is.
So I just love it. I love it so much. Okay, so this is the last album in this like era. It's The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Young Forever. So we're just talking about the first disc because it also has a second disc, I guess, just like Love Yourself Answer. So the second disc is a bunch of remixes. So we're just talking about the first one. So the first one, the intro is The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, again, followed by I Need You and Hold Me Tight, then Autumn Leaves and Butterfly, the prologue mix, followed by Run, My City, Silver Spoon, Dope, Fire, Save Me, and then Epilogue, Young Forever. So, well, actually, I think that I had more songs on my version because the song that I chose is not on that track list that I just read.
Oh, really? Is it on the second CD? Maybe?
Maybe. It's just what I have on my... It's Love's Not Over Full Length Edition.
Oh, then yeah, it's probably on the second disc.
It's just on, I have it downloaded on Apple Music, and it's on there. But yeah, it probably is on the second. It's because
I went off of Spotify.
Oh yeah. So yeah, it is. It probably is on the second disc because the second disc also has full length.
It has remixes of House and like full length. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's some remixes of like I Need You and Run and Butterfly and House of Cards and Love Is Not Over. So I chose Love Is Not Over Full Length Edition as my favorite song on this album because I love this song so much. And I had never really heard this song. I had probably heard it before, but not like paid attention to it until about a month ago. And ever since then, I have been like so in love with Jungkook. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, girl, Jungkook is coming for you.
he wrote this song and he like produced this song, and like first it was an outro on part one, but this is like the full length version, and it is so beautiful. Like, honestly, Jungkook got me with this fucking song. It's lyrically amazing. The production is amazing. And it's basically saying love is painful, but saying goodbye is worse. Quote, love me, come back to my arms. Love is not over.
I know. He's, like, crying out to us. Like, seriously? Love is not over.
It's so beautiful. Like, I was, like... I love it so much. And, like, the rap line lays this beautiful foundation of words and, like, with this, like, open and longing vibe. And then the vocals just, like, bring it home. And it's just, again, it's a ballad, so it has my heart. And it has made me fall completely in love with Jungkook.
Yeah, no. I get you.
Yeah. But my runner-up is Epilogue, Young Forever, because I feel like this song is the whole reason for this album, because we already had all the other songs.
Yeah.
I love this song so much. I just love, like, singing it. I feel like you have to be running in a field with, like, tall grasses and daisies and, like, blue sky and sunshine. And just throw your arms out and just be like, forever! Like, it's so good.
I love the beginning of it when J-Hope is like, there's no instrumental. He's like, whatever you sing in Korean.
Yeah.
It's just like so powerful and so passionate. And then Taeyong comes in, forever. Yes. Get it. I totally get it. I love that one too. So for me, my favorite is Save Me. I couldn't help it. It's honestly one of my top five BTS songs.
It's a really good song.
Yeah, vocally, lyrically, the song is just beautiful and soft, but also super catchy, and it's kind of poppy, honestly, but I just love it.
I remember when you first showed me Save Me, and I thought it was kind of Bieber-y.
Which is funny, because I'm not a Bieber fan. Like, I never listened to Justin Bieber.
Well, his, like, newer stuff is decent, actually, but that's what that reminded me of. But I really like Save Me.
Oh, I have nothing against his music. I just don't listen to it, really. Yeah. But yeah, just Save Me, to me, the melody of it is just super catchy, and that's all I have to say about it. It's just, like, hard to describe it. But if you guys didn't know the intro for our podcast, Brittany actually based it off the melody of Save Me.
Really?
So if you listen to it very closely, you can see how they're, like, kind of similar. Obviously, they're not the same. But there's the fun fact.
I did not know.
So my runner-up is Fire.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, duh. I'm trying not to let the choreography really influence me.
You. Mm-hmm.
But if I think about, like, in general, the songs I listen to in the car, like BTS, which one do I rarely ever turn it or switch to the next song? And anytime Fire comes on, I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Fire. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It's just so fun and hype, and it's just
also
a great song.
You're probably thinking about at the end of the music video that shot of Taeyong.
I know, yeah. And I was like, that's not influencing my decision, right?
No,
totally is.
Not at all.
Okay, so after this is Wings.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the intro, which is Boy Meets Evil, followed by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, then Begin, Lie, Stigma, First Love, Reflection, Mama, Lost, BTS, Cypher 4, Am I Wrong, 2-3, and then Interlude, Wings.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this song, this whole album, okay, just J-Hope. I just am in love with J-Hope on this album.
Yes.
So my favorite song, believe it or not, is intro, Boy Meets Evil.
Yes, thank goodness.
His rapping and singing in this song just dominates me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard for me to even sing along just because J-Hope's voice makes me shut up.
Yeah, and oh my God, yes.
It has this intense build.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the song is just super energetic and sexy. Like, it's too sweet. Like, what the fuck? It's too fucking sweet, and it's too evil. Like, these lyrics. I'm like, God damn, Hobie.
Yeah. I love how he raps, like, syncopated at the beginning. It just immediately, like, because his, like, rapping is almost secondary or like in line with like his dancing also. So it's just like it's everything fits together so well.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Really? It's a song that it's just hard not to love it.
Yeah.
I think collectively everyone loves this song. It's just an amazing song.
I'm so glad you picked it.
Yeah. So my runner up is actually Cypher 4.
Damn.
I know, out of all of the songs that are amazing on Wings, but I chose Cypher 4 because I really do love this song. It's super hyped. I listen to it all the time, really. That's kind of what I went off of. Like, what do I listen to the most?
Yeah.
Cypher 4 is just a really hyped song. I love to work out to it. I love to just, like, party with friends and listen to it. I feel so badass. Like, I love myself. I just sing on this podcast all the time, and I feel really weird when I do it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention Awake in the track list? Because it wasn't on the list. I'm looking.
Awake!
I just typed it in.
Oh, my God, guys, sorry. I typed these up real quickly. I did this all, like, on my own. I didn't, like, copy and paste it. I just went in and typed them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Awake is in this, too. Okay, so okay, so for Wings, my favorite song, this is not going to be a surprise, is 2-3.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This song will always make me happy when I'm down and, like, always make me feel, like, close to something when I'm lonely. And, like, the lyrics are, like, honest at the same time. Like, they're saying they can't promise good days ahead, but they're so thankful that we get to walk this path together. And they ask us to take their hand and smile and just hope for the good days. And, like, just count 1, 2, 3 and be patient. It'll be okay.
It's an emotional song.
It's an emotional song. It's really good. And J-Hope's verse is especially amazing. Like you said on this album, this is, like, J-Hope's shit. So, I mean, he's just so good. And then at the end, they sing in unison. So it's just, it's perfection.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And then my runner-up is Awake, because I just love it so much.
It is a good song. I feel terrible that I somehow, like, missed it. I think know. I was just doing There's, it really quickly.
This album is hard because every member has their own song. So, like, I went back and forth between a couple of the members' songs for choosing them for my runner-up. But I realized that I listen to Awake more often. Like, when I'm not on shuffle, if I'm, like, listening to specific songs, I'll listen to that song. And just because ever since we did the Jin episode and we did all the research on him and, like, we listened to that song a ton when we talked about his performance in Sydney, like, I am so in love with this song, and I feel like it will always have, like, a special place in my heart.
Oh, no, for me, too. It really is a ballad. It's Jin. He does such an amazing job when he performs it live. Like, seeing him do it live is so, so amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, after Wings, they released another, like, an additional special album called You Never Walk Alone, and it has all of the Wings track list, plus Spring Day, Not Today, and then a supplementary story, You Never Walk Alone. So, my favorite song on this album, actually, is a supplementary story, You Never Walk Alone.
Oh, wow.
I really love this song.
I think I've maybe listened to this song, like, once or twice.
Like, I don't know. I really like this song. Within the first few seconds of this song, like, I just feel really bubbly and peaceful. And mm-hmm. you can really hear the emotion in their words. And Jimin's like, oh, whoa, whoa. Like, right at the climax and of, like, the beat and the instrumental is just so amazing. I've always loved it. So I had to choose it.
Okay.
But my runner-up is Spring Day. I love Spring Day, and I figured I wouldn't choose a song that's, like, on the Wings album. I'd choose, like, one that wasn't on that one, so I chose Spring Day because it's a great song.
Yeah. So for me, my favorite song on the album is Spring Day.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do an entire episode on this song, I feel like.
And we should.
Yeah. It's one of their most moving songs, and mm-hmm. honestly, I think it's one of their best. I mean, I just love them. Whenever I listen to this song, I really think about all their hardships. I think about how far they've come. I think about their friendships together. To me, it's just this super emotional, moving song. So yeah, like when I listen to it, I just picture them all happy and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I just want them to be friends forever and ever. I love them so much. That's just Spring Day, really. I love this song. Like, it's beautiful lyrics.
It is.
I mean, it's really poetic, but the feel of it is really what gets me. And then my runner up for this is Not Today, which is funny because I actually used to really not like this song. For whatever reason, but the summer that I got into BTS, I started watching Bon Voyage 2, and Not Today was the intro for Bon Voyage 2, so I was just kind of exposed to it, and then I started liking it, and then every time I hear about it, I think of the summer that I started stanning BTS, and it just makes me really happy. So whenever I hear Not Today, even though it's like this badass, song, I get like real sentimental because I'm like, oh, I love them.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, so the next album is Getting Into Love Yourself, which is Love Yourself Her.
Hell yeah.
So it starts off with the intro, Serendipity, then DNA, Best of Me, Dimple, Pied Piper, Skit, Billboard Music Awards speech, and then Mic Drop, Go Go, and then Outro Her. So for me, my favorite song of this album is Go Go.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I just love the like plucking instrumental that's mixed with this flute instrument. It's just a fun song. I love watching them perform it. They all look so happy and cute, but really the style of the song is very laid back and easygoing, which I really, really love because it's just this fun-loving song. And what the lyrics are trying to convey is like this easygoing, youthful lifestyle. And I think they do a really well job of making the sound of the song really match the meaning of it. And I just love the choreography too. I can't help but to mention it. But yeah, it's one of my, it is my favorite on the album. And then my follow, my, what are we calling it? Runner-up. My runner-up is Mic Drop.
Nice.
Which, again, it's just super hyped. And whenever people don't know BTS, but they are curious, I used to show them Dope, but now I show them Mic Drop.
Same.
Because to me, it's just like, it's less K-pop-y, and it's super badass, and yeah. So what about you?
Okay, so for me, I feel really bad because this isn't OT7, but my favorite song on this album is Serendipity.
I don't blame you.
And I'm especially excited now that we got the track list for Answer and we're getting a full length Serendipity. I always felt like it was too short. Like, I am so excited. I'm sure that's going to be like my favorite song. Like, but I love this song so much. First of all, Park Jimin. Second of all, it's a perfect love song. I'm a sucker for love songs, and like it addresses like the anxiety of love, saying I'm just as scared as you are, and like talking about being worried that the universe is against them, but finding solace in each other because, quote, you love me and I love you. And like the beat is, it is so good. Like, he is so beautiful, his voice is so beautiful, but if you just pay attention to the beat, it's very deep and it is very sultry, and like it gives me the Weeknd vibes. Like,
oh yeah, I can totally see that. Yeah
I just also love that it says, since the creation of the universe, everything was already determined, as if like, as in like we were meant to be together. And so I just think it's just such a beautiful fucking song.
It is a beautiful song. Yes, definitely.
So my runner-up was really hard to choose, but I ended up going with Outro Her because I just am a sucker for these love yourself like rap line songs. Like, it's just so good.
Yes, Outro Tear, Outro Her, both amazing. I love Outro Her. I'm so glad that you're bringing it up because I really do love that song.
Well, I'm glad that you picked Mic Drop because I was going back between like Mic Drop and Dimple and Outro Her because, you know, like I love Dimple, but I had to go with Outro Her in the end.
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of went off songs that I listen to the most, truthfully. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what I went off of.
Me
and
too.
I'm like, I listen to Mic Drop all the time. So I'm like, I have to pick it. Even though all the other songs are amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like there would be times where I would skip it. So I was just like, anyways.
Well, there you go.
So our last album that we're talking about, because it's the only one that we have out right now, is Love Yourself Tear. So the intro, of course, is Singularity, followed by Fake Love, The Truth Untold, 1343-40, or Pluto, Paradise, Love Maze, Magic Shop, Airplane Part 2, and Pan Man, So What, and Outro Tear. So this was fucking hard.
This was the hardest one. Honestly, okay.
This was the hardest one.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because it's recent, but it was really hard.
No, it's really hard because this is their best fucking album.
If you listen
to our outro, if you listen to our Love Yourself Tear episode, like, we were so blown away by every single one of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, my favorite song on this album is Outro Tear.
I'm not like surprised. You and these rap line songs, girl.
Are you surprised about that?
I know. I told you I'm not surprised.
I know, but like about like these rap line songs being like all in my favorites.
No, I told you I'm not surprised.
Okay. It's just like, well, I'm either like hardcore rap line song or like ballad love song.
No, yeah. You yeah.
So basically from like the first word, RM goes fucking hard, like he is spitting his verse. And I don't know, Twitter says that this song is slept on, and like the streams kind of confirm that too, but I will never understand that because it's truly my favorite. I tried to fight it because every single fucking song on Tear is so amazing, but god damn it, like the rap line brings it unlike any other song in this song, and it's catchy. The lyrics are so savage and like they just destroy you. Like they're fucking incredible.
But you again, like you really feel the emotion of this song. Like when they are rapping, you feel what they are rapping about. Oh.
Yeah, you feel their like thought through anger, you know, and like I will never get over Yoongi's tasteful autotune. And
oh my god, it's just Ooh, it gives me chills. Like, I freak out every time I hear it. It's so bad. It's
so good. So my runner-up for Love Yourself Tear is Love Maze, because there you go. There's my, like, love song there.
I'm convinced it's just so cute. Taeyong is not in that song. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, where is he? I'm listening for him, and I never hear him.
But Jimin is so good, and Jungkook is so good in
that
song. It's
a beautiful song. I love it.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's right there with Paradise, though, for me, too. Like, Paradise could easily be number two, but I think Love Maze beats it out by just a little.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about you? What's your last two?
For me, God, Kayla, just like you said, I mean, OT7, but oh, my favorite.
It's so bad.
My favorite song on the album, I can't help it, guys, it's Singularity. But honestly, hear me out, okay? To me, it's for sure in my top five, and it's not just because of Taeyong. Like, obviously...
No, it's a really good song. It stands alone as an amazing song, regardless of, like, him being your bias.
Okay. I'm just saying, the style of this song, I don't know what to compare it to. It's just such a different sound, I feel like, from the rest of all of BTS songs. It is so different sounding. I really don't know what to compare it to. I'm like, maybe it's a little like Stigma, but not really, because I think it's just Taeyong's voice that I can hear that comparison. But other than that, this song is so off the wall for them. It's so different. And I love it. Like, it's just this super R&B feel. And Taeyong's voice obviously is like my favorite. And so just hearing his voice in this song makes it even more intriguing. The bass of it is already really sexy. V's voice is super dreamy and velvety and fucking thick. Ugh. Like, goddamn. But anyways, but also the lyrics of it, like, really a huge reason why I love this song is I feel that everyone can relate to it. Like, trying to figure out who you truly are and feeling like you're wearing different masks or you're acting differently around certain people, and it bothers you and it makes you question who you are. And I just feel like Namjoon did a really amazing job with this song because it's just so different. it's just so different. It's so poetic. His inspiration from like novels and poetry is just
everything.
It's a great song. Anyways. It is. Okay. So my runner up for this is Paradise. But I will say I almost chose En Pa Man. Like I was gonna choose it, but I was like, no, I really do love Paradise. To me, it's like sexy. It's just a bop. It's a summer song. Mm-hmm. It's a song where you roll your windows down and you just shout, stop that if I'm not in my friend. You're like, ugh.
Yep.
And I want a body roll to it. Like, it's sexy. Like, the lyrics aren't sexy, but it's just a sexy song. And it has that lo-fi, whimsical instrumental. And I just die for that shit. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. So.
Wow. That was a lot. We just talked about so many songs.
So much. Look, we have literally listened to every single BTS song today.
Today, wow. Ooh, that's a lot. It was so much fun, though.
It was so fun.
It did not feel like research, which really, doing BTS research is not fun, I guess. But this one was just like, oh, what is my favorite song? And it was challenging.
Yeah. It was challenging.
Yeah, very enjoyable. Yeah.
Feelings of guilt, I think, was like the challenging part. Like not being able to pick one, but... You know, we got through, and I'm proud of the songs I chose.
Me too.
Yeah. So, if you like this episode, thank you for being here with us and listening and, like, hanging out with us. Please let us know what your favorite songs on every album is. Like, tweet at us, DM us on Twitter, Instagram, email us, whatever. We'd love to hear from you. So we also, if you would like to support us in another way, you can do that at our Patreon or our PayPal. You can subscribe to be a Patreon, like a colonel or like a sergeant in the BTS Army, is what I named them. And so you can do that at patreon.com/standingBTS, or you can do a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTS. And this is really just like, our goal is to kind of be able to pay somebody to edit. So that way.
Yeah, that's really the goal.
That's the goal. That's like the one thing that we want out of this, because really, as our lives get busier, that's the one concern is just editing. So if we could do that, that'd be really cool. So if you guys want to help us with that, that would just be so fucking amazing. And
it'd be so wonderful. We appreciate it.
So wonderful. We would appreciate it so much. So you can send suggestions, comments, and corrections our way at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and DM us and everything on Twitter at standingbtspod or Instagram at standingbtspodcast, and then like our Facebook page, standingbts, for weekly updates. And you can find links for all of that in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.